Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Of course not. President Richard Milhouse Nixon saying, I'm not a crook.
That's right. He was never a crook.
This is the Last Angry Man podcast.
Because sometimes it's hard to look forward until you look back.
Democratic spokesman called the file information very mundane. After the break-in was detected, five men were discovered crouched around this receptionist's desk.
And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice.
I've heard those allegations about, you know, political decision making. It's just not true. Mistakes have been made. The responsibility rests with me.
It has become evident to me that I no longer have a strong enough political base in the Congress to justify continuing that effort.
If mistakes were made, I made them.
It's been made, we've tried to correct them.
I have never been a quitter. I would have preferred to carry through to the finish, whatever the personal agony it would have involved. I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body.
Abhorrent or not, the president did the right thing.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
Of course, those were different times. We were in an unpopular war. President Nixon had an enemies list. He was very secretive. He bugged the office of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist. He eavesdropped on people without warrants. It was this mundane story that brought them down, reported by Barry Serafin in Washington.
The Watergate apartment hotel office complex in Washington has a fortress-like appearance that is noted for its security. But the burglars penetrated that security to break into the sixth floor offices of the Democratic National Committee. They entered through a firewall door. Police have hauled the whole door away as evidence. It's known that the intruders entered the first office. Material from files there was found in their possession. Democratic spokesman called the file information very mundane. After the break-in was detected...
Very mundane indeed. President Nixon went on to win a second term as president. Didn't last much longer. 2 days ago in Washington, our Senate Majority Leader.
Untoward, it's wrong, it's unethical, it's immoral, I believe it's illegal, and Gonzalez should be fired, or he should resign.
Republican Bob Dole.
And I really can't understand why anyone would do this. I just can't comprehend. In fact, when I read the story, I thought to myself, it's rather fruitless. I don't, even if they succeeded, I could see no point in it.
Oh, that was Bob Dole back in 1973. After the Watergate break-in. You know, one of the big differences between Richard Nixon and George Bush was this statement he made during his resignation speech.
To consecrate my office, my energies, and all the wisdom I can summon to the cause of peace among nations.
We hear a lot of things about the president, the vice president, and terrible things they do. Nobody calls them a crook, though. I guess that's a word they don't use anymore. I still use it on my podcast, but I guess other people don't. Like Nixon used it.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I like that word, crook. It just seems like it says what it is. I'm not a crook. I like that. Even though he was a crook, it's just the word crook. It's just, it's much more sentimental, isn't it? Or romantic, or like a good movie. A crook really isn't that dangerous, like a murderer or an embezzler. He's just a crook, a two-bit crook, a two-bit criminal. It's not as guilty, don't you think? It wasn't due to the particular Watergate crime he did Nixon in. It was a culmination of everything he did. All the things he did over the years that just seemed so crooked. From the Checkers speech on, he was never really trusted by the American people. If anything, they weren't very sophisticated criminals. With Bush and Cheney, they're hard to catch. At least Cheney's very sophisticated. We know they've done something, or lots of things. It's just hard to catch them in the act. They're very good at what they do. Like Nixon and Watergate, Gonzalez is not really being brought down by this attorney thing. It's really about him. It's really about Bush. It's really about them supporting the kind of disastrous, unconstitutional, corrupt, and illegal behavior. Not to mention a war they lied to get us into and the eavesdropping on, well, not Daniel Ellsberg's office, but the rest of us, perhaps. They're against everything we morally believe in as a nation. They're against the Geneva Conventions, for God's sakes. Who are these people? I listened to Senator Patrick Leahy again today, and I want you to hear it again, too, because it'll remind you of why we're all so upset in this country, and why Nixon, not his mother, was a saint compared to these people. Leahy again today, and I think we all should listen to it again, because this goes right back to Bush, and unfortunately, these are the kinds of creeps we're dealing with now. I'm not committed to re-elect the president, but creeps, just creepy people. I think it's essential that we hear what Patrick Leahy said again, and keep in mind, this is something you didn't hear too often during the Watergate hearings. This is regarding a Canadian that the Americans believe may be a suspect in terrorism. We sent him to Syria instead of back to Canada for interrogation. This is the exchange between Gonzalez and Senator Patrick Leahy.
Wouldn't be tortured, or that was.
I believe that piece of information is public. There were steps, I think General Ashcroft confirmed this publicly, is that there were assurances sought that he would not be tortured from Syria. But again,
Attorney General, I'm sorry. I don't mean treat this lightly. We knew damn well if he went to Canada, he wouldn't be tortured. He'd be held, he'd be investigated. We also knew damn well if he went to Syria, he'd be tortured. And it's beneath the dignity of this country, a country that has always been a beacon of human rights, to send somebody to another country to be tortured. You know, and I know, that has happened a number of times in the past 5 years by this country. It is a black mark on us. It has brought about the condemnation of some of our closest and best allies. They have made those comments both publicly and privately to the President of the United States and others. And it is easy for us to sit here comfortably in this room knowing that we're not going to be sent off to another country to be tortured, to treat it as though, well, Attorney General Ashcroft said, we got assurances. Those assurances from a country that we also say now, oh, we can't talk to them because we can't take their word for it.
That's the serious stuff. That's what's going on in this country. Why, we've gone from Watergate to waterboarding. Haven't we advanced? That man doesn't just get that angry for no reason. He should be that angry as everyone else in this country should be, as I am, as you should be, as everybody in the world is at us. And all these people thrown out.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of it. They should all act a little more like Richard Nixon did.
And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life...
I think, too, he says, in my years of public life. I love that. Gotta love it.
That I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook.
Yes, they do, and we do know. This is the last Angry Man saying, hope you enjoyed our little ride back through history. From the podcast capital of the world, have a great day, Friday weekend.
What we wished, and serious mistakes were made in trying to do so.
If mistakes were made, I made them.
Mistakes have been made, we've tried to correct them.
Where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me.